Ah, I see, said the blind man. And before you knew it, I've pressed record and we're into it and I haven't even thought about it. And all I was going to say before I didn't think about it, while I was subconsciously thinking about it, was I'm just going to get straight into it without any round the asses waffling and toffling. Toffling ain't even a word. So, without further ado, this is Do Talk, the radio gig. It's episode 5, part 10. We're doing a bit of number crunching. The Do Talk radio gig. What's all that about? Well, I'll tell you what Do Talk is all about. Once a month, a bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk in the woods. Not everyone comes back. We're dudes, and dudes are like dudettes, and young and old, fat and thin, of all abilities and capabilities, none of them our own. In what was started as a simple gesture, a nod if you like, to mental health, right there, mental, or well-being as folk prefer. How well are you, little being? Are you well? Either I like well-being better. It's better. Yeah, I'm a being. I'm real well, man. Either way, it's evolved nicely. We go for walks in the woods. It's great to be outdoors, you know, shooting the breeze and breathing it all in. Join us if you're ever in these ear parts, which is here, if you're wondering where we are. Do Talk will soon have its own page as well, and you can find out where ear is. In the meantime, this is some number crunching brought to us by my books. Alright, it's a flagrant slap into your head to say that I've got books out there and I've got to sell 1,000 in 3 months. Have to, it's the law. Durban's Bread and Tales from the Hip Mexico, they're available on lulupublishing.com. I think it's lulu.com. I don't know what they're, just look up Lulu, you know. Yeah, you make me wanna, that one. But it's a publishing house and it's got me books on there. Simon Primarolo, just in case you're wondering. My real name's Prim. Anyway, we got some number crunching. I think I'll get some funky music on for this as well. Is good. Ooh, yeah, man. Men, it turns out, takes longer than women to get ready. Get your head around that. 81 minutes a day. What? 81 minutes a day to get ready? You're kidding me. They wouldn't do that in a year. Compared to 75, apparently. This is according to Travel Lodge. Never trust them. That's 23 minutes in the shower opposed to women's 22. No. 18 versus 14 minutes shaving, even though women have more bits. What? 10 against 9 for cleansing, toning, moisturising. What? What's all that about? Moisturising. It's so gay these days. And 13 versus 10 for choosing clothes. You're having a laugh, aren't you? Shit, shave, shower in 10 minutes in my day, and 9 of that's in the office, if you get me drift. Meantime, Gemma Howarth's hands are insured for 5 million smackers. That's quid, that's sterling, that's UK stuff. The universal currency, which is obviously, we know, no longer. Now it's Ugandan shillings, I think, isn't it? Tell me if I'm wrong. Anyway, she's a hand model, you know, of course she is. Meanwhile, this other, 5 million quid for your hands. Granny Doris Birch, 73, from Herne Bay in Kent, is lovely. And I'm talking about maybe Doris is lovely. She could be. Herne Bay is definitely lovely. Kent, ah, it's the Garden of England, isn't it? Anyway, she can't keep a pair of ghostly hands off of her. It's them 5 million knicker ones. She confesses it's beginning to give her the jitters. Ghost hands every night. Wriggling around. Every time she goes to bed, it's like an octopus, she says. 4 months ago, hang on, I was lying in bed when I felt this creepy pair of hands. She kicks out at it. She sleeps with no duvet and she changes the mattress, but to no avail. She told the vicar and he said it was probably just a lost soul. Yeah, you and me, thought I had a bit more for that story. That was it. As far as we got, just a lost soul and wandering hands over Doris's nether regions. in Herne Bay. Perhaps Gemma, which is not known for a 73-year-old, actually. And the way, as I speak right now, there's a Gemma sat downstairs. Which you don't need to know anything about anything. But anyway, 73-year-old named Gemma. There's not many of those. If you're over 70 and your name is Gemma, we'd like to hear from you. In the meantime, maybe she needs a bit of amma or matter, as in Amri Tandi Mayi. That's exactly how you pronounce it. Amma Matter, as I call her. She's on a 10-city European hugging tour. She's already hugged around 30 million people. Reckon she'll do about 10,000 in 3 days. Wow. She'll give you a squeeze, then go ba 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 in your ear. And apparently, it's just like being hugged by your mum. At the end, you also get an apple and a sweet. It's brilliant. Still on numbers? Yeah, I think we are. Yeah, it's all got numbers around this. This is a Kui Nitya who weeps stones. This is a 7-year-old. There's a number. She says about 12 to 25 stones a day. There's more numbers. Her granddaddy Gopal Reddy said, initially we thought it was some divine power and prayed to God for his phenomenon to stop. The only phenomenon here is me pronouncing that right. First time. Another number. England is the most congested country in the Western world, with 401 people per square kilometre. In our world, though, not just the Western, it stands at number 6, only with Bangladesh, Taiwan, South Korea, Lebanon and Rwanda topping it. Would you like a Rwanda topping on that ice cream, sir? Which is no doubt why Charlie Humphrey, 20, manager, who managed to squeeze a spot of road rage whilst driving his pregnant wife, who happened to be in labour, to the hospital. Yeah, well, let's go to the hospital and let's bash somebody up while we're doing it. Someone beeped, someone else who clipped their wing, but mild-mannered Charlie thought it was him. So he pulled over, whacked the poor fella a couple of times. He's only been got done for 51 previous offences. To be honest, I wish I didn't do that one. Forget that one. Am I going to edit it out? Of course I'm not. We'll get on to this I was going to tell you about elevating your senses at Indochine Saint-Tropez Beach Club, but I remember I did that about 2002. I remember this day really well. There were some good afternoons we used to have there. Mystery of Sound, Phil Drummond and John Jake would give us some spinning stuff on the tunage business, while we played radio Indochine, back in the day. It's very nice, very funky, very hunky. This is hunky and funky. It's Kinky Afro from Happy Mondays, which is going to come your way, dedicated to Avon Dugas, who has the world's largest afro, 4'4", which would probably go well with an increasing demand for ghetto booty, with the growing trend for pumping parties in Florida, where a butt doctor will inject a mix of cement, oil type sealant and super glue into the buttocks. And hey presto, you got yourself a ghetto booty, which is nothing short of an inflated ass that Kenny Everett portrayed when he did that skit of Rod Stewart singing "Do You Think I'm Sexy?" and his bum gradually gets bigger and bigger until he eventually floats off stage, which, uncannily enough, is exactly what I'm doing right now. Till next week, folks. Keep it turning, keep it wheeled, keep it radioprimco.com. Ta-da.
Cops is dirty, and I don't have a decent bone in me. RadioPrimco.com.
Out and about, scouting for shouting trout in a boat, eh?
RadioPrimco.com.